Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us.
His name is God.
Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the priceless gift of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Emmanuel, God with us. The Word, your Word, became flesh and dwelled among us. That miraculous event brought together God and man. Those two natures created a true mediator for us, allowing us to have representation. This is what you designed to bring God to be with us and to bring us to be with you, God. May your Holy Spirit enlighten your word as it is spoken and sung during this hour so that we may realize what the birth of your Son truly means.
Until the Son of God appear, rejoice, shall come to thee, O Israel.
Christmas is about His glory. Christmas is about His grace. Christmas is a gift of love our Father gave us. More than just another story about a special time and place, Christmas is a time to lift a song of praise. For God is with us, and we celebrate the glory of His presence. Christ has come to fill our hearts with love. He came to save us. King of kings and Lord of lords, His name is Jesus. God with us, Emmanuel has come. Angels fill the night with singing. God is reaching out to man, bringing us a gift of hope in Christ, our Savior. More than just a time of giving, this is God's eternal plan. And Christmas is the reason we can sing again.
This is your call to worship as we focus on Emmanuel, God with us.
Oh, God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas displays the Father's grace. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings. God rest ye, this day God rest ye. Come singing joyously, joyously, joyously. For now in Bethlehem is born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Thank you for listening to this call to worship as we consider the meanings of Emmanuel, God with us. A special thanks to those of you who have written to us or have sent a message to us directly from our website. It's a blessing to hear how that this program is being used of God in your lives. Many have stopped by our Facebook page and left comments there. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're also able to make a contribution safely and securely right there on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us. You'll also find a playlist for all of the songs you hear on our programs, as well as other information about this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us.
Thy throne and thy kingly crown, when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home was there found no room for thy holy nativity. Heaven's arches rang when the angels sang, proclaiming thy royal degree. But of lowly birth didst thou come to earth, and in greatest humility. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. When the heaven shall ring and the angels sing at thy coming to victory, let thy voice call me home, saying, yet there is room at my side for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Yes, there's room in my heart for thee.
Hark, the herald angels sing glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing glory to the newborn King.
Oh, come,
let us. Worship Christ the Lord.
Yea, Lord, I greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now flesh appearing, I come and I adore thee, I come and I adore thee, I come and I adore thee, Christ the Lord.
Oh, come, oh, come, worship Christ the Lord.
Joyful and true.
This is your call to worship.
Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth.
Glory to God in the highest,
peace and good tidings to earth.
Now this is how Jesus was born.
Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem,
but there was no room for them. So baby Jesus was born in a manger.
There was shepherds who got real scared when they saw the angel.
But the angel was nice.
He said, "Don't be afraid.
Today the Savior is born."
Then there were angels everywhere.
They said, "Glory to God."
And that's how it happened.
Lift up your heads, no need to mourn. His hand is stretched out still. For unto us a child is born, his promise to fulfill.
Has come. was born there. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and He will come
Emmanuel means God with us. For these next few moments, listen to what this means to us from the pages of God's Word, the Bible. Isaiah 7. Later, the Lord sent this message to King Ahaz. Ask the Lord your God for a sign of confirmation, Ahaz. Make it as difficult as you want, as high as heaven, or as deep as the place of the dead. But the king refused. No, he said, I will not test the Lord like that. Then Isaiah said, Well, listen well, you royal family of David. Isn't it enough to exhaust human patience? Must you exhaust the patience of my God as well? All right then, the Lord himself will give you the sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. That prophecy found in Isaiah chapter 7. And then the fulfillment announced in Matthew chapter 1. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So, he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now, all of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us, as prophesied back in Isaiah chapter 7. God is with us, that phrase, brings the benefits of protection. Listen to these words found in Isaiah chapter 8. Then the Lord spoke to me again and said, My care for the people of Judah is like the gentle flowing waters of Shiloh. But my people have rejected it. They are rejoicing over what will happen to King Rezin and King Pekah. Therefore, the Lord will overwhelm them with a mighty flood from the Euphrates River, the king of Assyria and all his glory. This flood will overflow all its channels and sweep into Judah until it's chin deep. It will spread its wings, submerging your land from one end to the other, O Emmanuel. Huddle together, you nations, and be terrified. Listen, all you distant lands, prepare for battle, but you will be crushed. Yes, prepare for battle, but you will be crushed. Call your councils of war, but they will be worthless. Develop your strategies, but they will not succeed. For God is with us. The virgin birth of Jesus is proof that he is the Son of God and the mediator between God and man. For they shall call his name Emmanuel means that he actually will be Emmanuel, God, with us. God incarnate among us, able to communicate with us in a way never before possible. Up to that point, the chosen people, the Jews, had God with them in types and shadows, but nothing like when the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. If he had not been Emmanuel, God with us, he could not have been Jesus, a Savior. This brought God and man together. In John chapter 1, the one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created. but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we've seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Brothers and sisters, rejoice, just as the angels did, as we read and read in Luke chapter 2, and I quote, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Thrill.
Our call to worship today, the topic, Emmanuel, God is with us. I'm happy that you joined us for this time of celebration and pray that this program has been a blessing to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page. And, of course, you're always welcome at our website 24/7. That's calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now from Isaiah chapter 9, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end."
Far as the curse is found.
Joy.